And our reporter Tom Eagledon was at the Labor event in Melbourne last night where the tears were freely flowing.
For most at the gathering, it wasn't a question of Labor winning, but by how much.
And you lose when you don't expect to lose. It's like a knife in the gut.
That's rank-and-file ALP member Andrew Filippo, who watched in despair as Labor's numbers slipped and drooped.
Especially up in Queensland. It's a terrible situation up in Queensland, but I can understand it.
Well, explain why you can understand it. Sound like you're almost expecting it.
I think that people up in Queensland need work, jobs, and that comes first. Not because the Liberals were promising anything. It's basically Labor's state and also federally didn't give enough hope for a job.
The party started in a buoyant mood. One early result in particular elevated expectations.
That was a cheer when the news broke that Tony Abbott has lost his seat of Warringah.
We got very excited when Tony Abbott lost his seat, but then after that, just went downhill.
That's Labor Party member Natalie Caruso. An hour later, as Bill Shorten's chances faded, the tears began. Alex Nicolau shed a few as he watched the ABC's election night coverage beamed in via giant TVs.
The moment every time the numbers would get updated for the coalition, that would make me feel really upset, make me cry, make me feel really sick in the stomach.
At Bill Shorten's final campaign stop at a polling booth in the Melbourne seat of Deakin, he was composed even as supporters' excitement grew.
I really hope that everything goes well for you.
Thank you.
I admire you so much, and I'm so sorry about Bob Hawke. He was a wonderful leader. And I think you're definitely going to get in.
Yes.
I mean, I think
put
a bet on you.
But that hope didn't prevail. Hours later, he fell on his sword. Jack Eaton thinks there are plenty of potential replacements.
I know Albo, he's a decent bloke, so I'd love to see him take over. But no, my heart's with Tanya or Penny Wong if she wants to switch to the House.
I would like to see Penny Wong replace him, but I'm not sure she would come down from the upper house. So I really have no idea.
That's Ron McCallum, who taught Bill Shorten at law school. He's blaming tactical errors for the loss.
I'm now concerned that it may be difficult for a party to win an election by putting its policy forward so openly.
So you think that may have been the problem here, getting ahead of the game, as it were, policy-wise?
Possibly. I think we as a people are relatively selfish. I'm an old person, and fellow Australians want to talk to him about their house prices and their superannuation lump sum. And I don't think we think enough about the future.
As old Labor comrades comforted each other with an embrace or the shouting of a drink, youngster Kate Bates is already thinking of Labor's future.
While I may be emotional now, I think that this is going to be a learning experience for us, and this will make us stronger.
That's ALP party member Kate Bates, ending Tom Eagledon's report.